Hey everybody, this is Antonio Centeno with Real Men Real Style, and I have Jim Buckley with me. And Jim, have you ever heard of a company called Buckley Denim?
Have I?
Yeah, I'm joking with you here, man. No, Jim's coming to me, and we had started talking, and you are making some amazing jeans, and you're making, I think what really sets you apart from a lot of the other guys out there is you focus on hot weather denim and denim in the workplace. And today we're going to be talking about hot weather denim. So, Jim, are you ready to jump into this?
I am. What can I tell you?
All right. Well, first, let's start off. Why did, you know, in maybe a couple minutes, can you give our audience a little bit of a background on why you started getting into lighter weight denim and why you decided to even have Why even go with one or the other? Why not just make one weight? Go for the, you know, grab the cheap stuff and make some denim or make some jeans.
I was in the vintage clothing business for 20 years. I guess I still am. I own some stores in Atlanta, Georgia. And we sold tons and tons of vintage Levi's for years. And the old Levi's, a lot of people don't realize this, the ones that are 50, 100 years old were made with a lightweight denim. They were made with a 10-ounce denim. Actually, I have pairs in my office that are that old, and they're still wearable. So I also live in Florida, where it's hot as hell most of the year. So we want to be wearing some sort of lightweight denim or denim at all. So most people who are in the denim business, is it really like to wear the or to make the really heavy stuff, but it's just not useful for anybody in the South. So we started with the lightweight stuff. We find that it works really well for the workplace and really well all year round, and how we got into it.
All right. Well, that's great. That's good to go. Can you tell me a little bit more, though? That when I think lightweight denim, I think something that's going to tear. I think something that's going to fall apart. I'm scared to – when I just hear this, I'm thinking shirt weight fabric. So can you help me understand different denim weights?
You know, some people – gone to the extreme with lightweight denim, and they're making denim that's 6 or 8 ounces or something like that, and maybe that's more shirt weight like you're talking about. I don't really think that that's the way to go. It doesn't break in like a normal pair of jeans would. You don't see the creases and the fades when you wear them and break them in. I think our lightweight is a 10.5 ounce, so I really think it's perfect. And like I said, the Levi's I have that are 75 years old in my office are a 10 ounce. They're going to last a very long time, this 10 ounce, 10 and a half ounce. I wouldn't go any lower than that. But they'll wear for years. I mean, that's probably, if you don't really realize what a 10 and a half ounce is, if you've got a heavy pair of khakis, that's probably a 10 ounce. So that's about what we're talking about here.
Okay. Now, can you help us understand some of the higher weights? And why would a man, if he's got to make a decision, let's say someone's coming to your company, to Buckley Denim, and they're looking at the two weights, how would you point someone in the direction of one of them?
Well, I recommend buying both of them if somebody's coming to me. But I'm looking for the sale, too. But also, they fit differently. I actually wear the heavyweight in the wintertime, and I like the way it fits. It gives kind of a different look. It breaks in a little bit better if you're wearing and when I say a heavyweight, our heavyweight's 13 and a half or 14 ounce denim. There are companies out there that go up to 18 and 21, and it gets kind of ridiculous at that weight. But it breaks in a little differently. It's going to take a longer time to break in, but you're going to see more of those creases and more of that fade and those natural wear and tear that you're going to get after years of wear, but it's going to take a little longer. But they also look a little cleaner and a little straighter and not as kind of wrinkly maybe sometimes. So people like it for different reasons. I ride a motorcycle, so if I'm riding my motorcycle, I'll wear the heavyweight because it'll protect me more if something should happen. But there's a lot of different reasons to wear it. But if you're talking about in the summertime, I'm sticking to the lighter weight most of the time.
Can you talk more about the durability? You said that some of the Levi's that you have in your shop are about 100 years old, and they are used at 10 ounce. Now, yours is closer to you said you have a 10 ounce or a 12 ounce?
I have a 10 and a half ounce and an 11 ounce for the lighter weights.
So with durability, I mean, It sounds like those Levi's that you have, were those very lightly used, or is it something that you're going to get more miles out of a heavyweight simply because it's heavier?
No, they were very heavily used. I think back in the day, 75, 100 years ago, when people were wearing these things, they weren't washing them as often as people wash clothing these days. The washer and dryer will break down your jeans as fast as anything. We recommend waiting 6 months sometimes to wash your jeans to kind of impact the fades and the creases and the wear and stuff like that to make them look more authentic and more broken in. It kind of just looks cooler. But the more you wash them and dry them, the more you're going to kind of beat them up a little bit. But that said, a 10.5 ounce jean should last you 20, 30 years. There's no reason that thing's going to fall apart. And I wear my jeans every day. So.
All right. Good. Tell me a little bit more about the washing and care. Now, I understand that washers and dryers are pretty rough and they don't distinguish between cotton t-shirts or, you know, or high-end denim that you're putting in there or a wool jacket for that matter. So is it something that you recommend hand washing?
I think so. You know, there's people that don't want to go to the trouble to do that, but I recommend never putting them in the dryer and only hand washing them. Some people can are comfortable taking them to the dry cleaners, and if that's easier for you, then I agree with that. Do whatever you want, really, but basically keep them out of the dryer. That's the one thing you want to do. We talk about waiting 6 months and how they're going to look cooler if they're broken in properly and stuff like that. What happens is we deal only in raw or dry denim. It hasn't been treated. It hasn't been washed or anything before you get it. So that indigo dye is kind of sitting on top of the fabric. As you wear it, it rubs away in places where your hands might rub against it or your knees might rub against each other or something like that. So as you wear it, it kind of breaks in and looks like something you've worn. So the first time you wash it, it kind of sets those creases and those fades and things like that. So the longer you go without washing it, the more creases and fades and stuff you'll see. And then when you wash it for the first time, it kind of sets that a little bit so and slows down that process. So that's kind of why we talk about caring for it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, Jim, let's step back more to the weight of the denim and talking about the hot weather aspect. So how would you say, let's say someone is used to wearing just a regular pair of, let's say, Levi's 559s. He's just buying them off the website. He's typically spending $40 to $50. Maybe he owns a raw pair of Levi's or something, you know, in the $100, $150 range. So he's got a nicer pair of jeans. But he's looking at what you offer or some of the other gentlemen out there who offer lightweight denim. What's going to be the feel? I mean, how is it going to be? How much is he going to just – is the wind going to blow right through those things? Or how is he going to feel the difference?
In the lighter weight?
Yes.
You know, they're going to break in faster. You're going to put them on, and it's going to feel like a softer cotton pair of pants than a big, stiff, heavy pair of 14-ounce jeans. So it just feels softer. It breaks in faster. The wind's not going to blow right through it. But if you're wearing them to the office, which a lot of our customers do, it's heavy enough, you know, that you're not going to be cold in some really cold office. And it's also light enough that you're not going to sweat at work. It's a really comfortable weight. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got it there. Let me ask what it is compared to in the non-denim world. Would you say it's comparable to chinos or to some type of feel like we would get there?
Yeah, I think a kind of a heavier pair of chinos typically is around, you know, 9 or 10 ounces. Well, the ones we talk about and the weight that I think is perfect for a lightweight is a 10.5 ounce. So it's really not much heavier than that.
All right. Yeah. Well tell me. Go ahead.
And the more you wear them, the more comfortable they get. Like we say not to wash them, but if you wanted to break them in a little bit quicker, we tell people to soak them in water for 15 minutes, take them out, hang them up, and then when they're almost dry, which will be about 15 or 20 hours later, wear them around for the last couple hours, just when they're a little bit damp. And then they'll kind of conform to your body and they'll really soften up. the same thing will happen if you don't wash them for 3 or 4 weeks. You know, you'll get to that softness a little quicker. But if you just can't bear it, we tell people to go and soak them. That'll still allow you to break them in so that you get those nice creases and fades and stuff like that without washing them, but it'll get you that little softness factor a little bit. The other thing about real premium denim is most of the salvage denim jeans have really long inseams. So where I like to cuff them up, and it's kind of a nice style to cuff them. If you don't like them to cuff them, or you want to wear them to work without a cuff, that soaking will allow you to shrink them a little bit, enough that you can hem them, because you don't want to hem them until you've washed them once or twice or soaked them once or twice.
Okay, that's good to know. Great nugget there that we'll make sure to put into the support content. Let me ask, you mentioned selvage. We've talked about raw. I mean, there's been a few terms thrown out there. So can you help me understand somewhat first the fabric and why a man should pay attention to that when it comes to his jeans? And then maybe talk a little bit about the treatment.
Well, I think more important than the fabric is the actual fit, which we spend a ton of time working on that fit. So that's getting a good fit is really, really important. The selvage is selvage denim is generally considered the best denim in the world, and there's a lot of information on our website about selvage denim. I can bore you for hours about it, but there's only a handful of places in the world that still have the capability of making this selvage denim, and these are made on the old vintage shuttle looms that made the Levi's 100 years ago and stuff like that. So the denim has a little more character to it, a few imperfections here and there. It's woven a lot more slowly and on a lot narrower widths of fabric. So because it takes so much time and it's so labor intensive, and that the shuttle looms are so narrow, making 31-inch rolls instead of a 62-inch roll, it becomes a lot more expensive. So selvedge denim jeans tend to be a little more money, or in some cases a lot more money. But that's kind of a brief description of selvedge.
Okay. Now, can you talk a little, what about, do we ever see anything besides 100% cotton? Are there any synthetic blends or any of that ever get thrown in?
Yeah, there's plenty of jeans out there that have a little bit of spandex in them and polyester of sorts in them. We deal in only 100% cotton, and I think it's a little more authentic. It breaks in better, it breathes better, it just feels a little bit better than the ones that have the stretch in them. But there are plenty of companies that are making jeans with some stretch in them. If you're going to, if you're talking about women's jeans, you know, it might be 85% spandex and 15% cotton. So it's really all over the map.
That's a great point that a lot of this migrates over from women's wear. They see something working over there and they try to bring it over to men. Now you're not recommending that guys wear jeans so tight that it's fitting them like spandex,
Yeah,
are
I really like the look of that.
No, I don't
And the whole
either.
skinny jean for guys thing, I think, you know, I mean, it might work if you're 18 and you're a young hipster somewhere, but I don't know. I mean, guys our age, Antonio, or guys wearing them to work, it's not going to cut it. Now, we make a slim straight jean, which I think is probably as slim as you'd like to go. It's a fitted jean for guys who have thinner legs, and a lot of people make this slim straight version, but guys who have skinny legs and no ass like me, they look better in the slim jeans. They fit better. And there's the classic cut we make too, which is full, you know, kind of fits everybody almost like a 501 type style.
Well, Jim, tell me a little bit more about the rolled cuffs. When I think rolled cuffs, I'm thinking, so I went to high school in the 1990s, and it just, for some reason, it takes me back to the early 1990s. I see a lot of guys, you know, maybe they're just saying they don't want to get it hemmed. What's your advice to somebody that hasn't ever gone down this path? I had a gentleman probably in his, I think he was in his 50s or 60s, and he's a professor in a European business school. And he was interested in trying to try this out. And my advice to him was probably not to go that route. But it sounds like that you feel that it's something that a lot of guys can pull off.
Yeah, I like it. You know, and there's different variations of it. Well, first of all, when you're talking about selvedge, you are talking about longer inseams on raw or dry denim. So, unless you're going to wash them right off the bat and shrink them a little bit, you can't really hem them. So it necessitates some sort of a cuff. You'll see really long inseams where guys are cuffing them up 3 inches and even folding them over twice. I think that has a I think it's kind of cool in certain circumstances, and it takes a special guy to pull that off. What I prefer and what most of our customers are doing is even wearing them to work with just a small cuff. Even after we hem them, I leave, an extra half an inch on there just to do a small cuff. I think you can dress it up, you can dress it down. You can take the cuff out of there if you want. You could just fold them all the way down and there'd be, a half an inch too long or whatever. But I think a small cuff is nice. I wear them with a small cuff. If I'm dressing up, I'll put a pair of Cordovan Aldens on and cuff them a half an inch and a nice Stephen Allen shirt and a brown belt, and I'm good to go. So I like it.
All right. Well, Jim, you're kind of jumping into the next section as well. So what do you see people wearing with lightweight? I mean, okay, so we've established you've got them sold. They're going to go out there and they're going to find a lightweight pair of denim, preferably from your company, but there's a number of other companies out there that make it. So they're going to be coming in. What do they wear with this? How do they dress it up? How do they dress it down?
Well, that's the beauty of blue jeans. You can dress it up or dress it down. I think it's important to, no matter what jean you're buying, get something that fits. You don't want to be wearing these big baggy jeans that are, and you did a good job in these articles about covering that, but you don't want jeans that are real baggy in the rear or in the crotch or in the leg. Something that fits you. But then I like the dark jean because the dark jean is easily dressed up and easily worn to work. So, I mean, I wear it with a sport coat as easily as I wear it with a t-shirt and a pair of Chuck Taylors. It's really you can wear it any way you want. I think it's a lot about the shoes and the shirt and a sport coat if you're wearing it to work, but you can really dress it up or down.
About have you thought about putting together some type of a lookbook or something to give guys suggestions? I know I think I probably need to do it on my end as well, but
Yeah, there's a gallery section on our website where we try and kind of it's a blog, gallery blog, I guess. And we also do Tumblr and Pinterest and things like that where we kind of try and put those things out there. I probably need to get a more formal lookbook and consolidate it a little bit. I guess I'll have to do that before the shows this summer, but yeah, it's a good idea.
all right. Well, let me. Was there anything left? I think we covered a lot of the main points. We talked about the weight of the fabric. We talked about blends and treatments. We talked about how to match. We talked about rolling cuffs. And no, I think we've hit a lot right there on hot weather denim options. Are there any last minute tips? Anything you want to give to our listeners out there who perhaps, I mean, things that you've seen working in Atlanta and Florida for staying cool with jeans?
I think just really the key is to buy a nice pair of jeans. Don't skimp. You think about what you spend on work clothes or what you spend on shoes. If you think about how long a pair of jeans is going to last, don't worry about what you pay for it. But go out and make sure the jeans fit you really well for your body type. I like a raw denim selvedge jean because it just breaks in better and it looks nicer and it lasts for years. You can buy a pair of Buckley denim jeans and a few other brands too, and they could last you the rest of your life. So you'll get a nice pair. Make sure they fit well and enjoy. Break them in right.
And if it happens to have a green B tab on it, that's a good thing, right?
It's probably one of the finer pair of jeans in the world, I tell you.
Jim, you are not a modest man, and that's great because you need to be that way. And definitely when you got your own company. We wish you the best over there at Buckley Denim, and we'll have another complimentary piece with this, and we'll be talking about denim in the workplace because you've had a lot of success with a number of your clients being businessmen right there in Atlanta and Florida and other areas, and they use your denim back and forth from work. But yeah, if you guys want to learn more, Buckley Denim, you guys have a great website. website. You've also got a active Facebook page with a number of photos that people can go check out. And I was just scanning through your Facebook page, and I was looking at a number of different outfits that are that your customers are actually putting right up there. So yeah. So people can go out there and learn from that. Well, Jim, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Antonio. It was fun.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.